In the quiet town of Hudson, New York, Greta works as a transcriptionist for Om, a sex therapist whose sessions reveal the intimate secrets of strangers. Among these voices, one stands out, a tall, blonde Swiss woman Greta nicknames Big Swiss. Flavia, her real name, captivates Greta with her low, distinctive voice and her refreshing resistance to therapeutic jargon. Unlike Om's other clients, Big Swiss refuses to identify as a trauma person, despite having survived a brutal assault years earlier when a man named Keith broke her jaw and cheekbone. Her directness and lack of self-pity draw Greta in, creating an obsession that crosses professional boundaries. Meanwhile, Greta's living situation mirrors her internal chaos. An ancient, crumbling farmhouse with a massive beehive in the kitchen ceiling and a room heated only by a temperamental wood stove. This physical instability perfectly reflects Greta's emotional state, damaged, requiring constant maintenance, and perpetually on the edge of collapse. As she listens to Big Swiss's therapy sessions day after day, the line between professional ethics and personal fascination blurs dangerously, setting up an inevitable collision between her work life and deepest desires. Greta's capacity for ethical breach stems from her fractured past. At 13, her mother's suicide launched her into a life of impermanence, bounced between relatives, from deaf Aunt Dusty to Uncle Derek and wife Petra, who threatened her with hellfire. This constant uprooting left Greta without a stable foundation, teaching her that connections are temporary and boundaries flexible. This pattern continued into adulthood. She spent 10 years engaged to Stacy, a man 12 years her senior, who managed her finances and funded her education. When he proposed again, Greta woke up, craving independence, her own bed, wine with dinner, not speaking before noon. Leaving him felt like fighting anesthesia, suggesting she had been sleepwalking through the relationship. Her professional life showed similar transience, from pharmaceutical tech to waitressing. Now in Hudson, she shares a deteriorating farmhouse with Sabine, whom she met while hitchhiking. This history of instability creates perfect conditions for boundary crossing with Big Swiss. Having never developed healthy attachment patterns, she easily justifies her deception. Fate brings them together when Greta's Jack Russell Terrier, Pinion, is attacked by a pit bull named Jelly Roll at the local dog park. A tall, pale woman, Big Swiss, expertly stops the attack by lifting the aggressor by her hind legs. When she introduces herself as Flavia, Greta creates a false identity, calling herself Rebecca with a K and H, despite knowing it's unethical. Their conversation crackles with tension as Greta makes inappropriate jokes, drawing on her intimate knowledge of Big Swiss's life while feigning ignorance. When the pit bull's owner invites them to his bar called Pharmacy, Greta arranges to meet Big Swiss there, deliberately scheduling this after transcribing Big Swiss's next therapy session. This encounter establishes the central conflict, Greta's genuine attraction tangled with her unethical access to Big Swiss's private thoughts. The dog rescue, metaphorically, foreshadows how Big Swiss will temporarily rescue Greta from emotional numbness, while Big Swiss's mention of her husband only deepens Greta's inappropriate fascination. Their first meeting at Pharmacy establishes their relationship pattern. Greta arrives in a blood-stained white dress and moth-eaten cape, reflecting her conflicted desire to appear attractive while sabotaging herself. Big Swiss enters in white cashmere and silk trousers, commanding attention. Despite Greta's inappropriate comments about Big Swiss's appearance, Big Swiss remains intrigued. As winter envelops Hudson, Greta keeps constant fires in her drafty living space, mirroring the consuming passion developing between them. For over 2 weeks, they walk their dogs together daily. During these walks, Greta invents stories about her past, including a relationship with Rob, a girlfriend who dressed like a man. These fabrications preserve her false identity while processing her complicated feelings about intimacy. In therapy, Big Swiss reports feeling paranoid, hyper-aware, absent-minded, and constantly daydreaming. She admits to frequent masturbation and shares that her new friend, Rebecca, reminds her of Detective Olivia Benson. She reveals that Rebecca unexpectedly kissed her, leaving her uncertain about telling her husband Luke. 2 weeks into their affair, the deception unravels. Greta receives a final transcription from Om, a recording of Big Swiss describing disturbing messages from someone posing as Javier Bardem on Airbnb. When Big Swiss shared this with Rebecca, Greta admitted creating the fake profile to test Big Swiss for terminal uniqueness. Big Swiss then reveals her suspicion that Rebecca isn't genuine, noting people have called her Greta. She threatens exposure. Afterward, Om fires Greta at his luxurious office, warning she'll likely never work in Hudson again, except perhaps at restaurants. When Big Swiss confronts Greta about her lies, their argument is interrupted when they discover Greta's dog Pinion has been shot. As Greta collapses with severe physical symptoms, Big Swiss asks if she's having a miscarriage. Enraged, Greta strikes Big Swiss hard enough to knock her down. This confrontation marks their relationship's final collapse. The foundation of lies can no longer support its weight. In therapy with Om, Greta revealed she was at horse camp when her mother died by suicide. After breaking her foot, she was rescued by Diego, creating a moment of hysterical rapture that coincided with her mother's death, a juxtaposition that has haunted her since. Om suggests Greta's guilt functions as a straitjacket, limiting her life. Examining her foot for supposed embedded glass from childhood, he finds only a grain-sized fragment, showing her perception of wounds exceeds reality. He encourages Greta to acknowledge her suppressed aggressive side, her inner shithead, and practice reparenting her wounded inner child, whom they name Rebecca. During a painful call, Big Swiss criticizes Greta for never fighting for anything, citing how she once lost a shoe in the woods and wouldn't search for it. She accuses Greta of barely caring for herself or anyone besides her aging dog. Big Swiss admits considering ending her marriage for Greta, but realized it would be stupid since Greta isn't really interested in living. In the final stages, Greta breaks her self-destructive patterns. When Sabine asks her to dispose of cocaine, Greta contemplates keeping it, but ultimately buries it in the trash, reflecting on how she once wished someone had done the same for her mother's suicide note. This act marks a significant shift, choosing responsibility over enabling addiction. Afterward, Greta visits the donkeys, who approach cautiously, sniffing with soft nostrils and leaning against her legs. This gentle interaction models the authentic connection she's been seeking, simple, honest, and mutually comforting. The novel ends not by resolving Greta's relationship with Big Swiss, but by focusing on her internal growth, confronting trauma, taking responsibility, and seeking authentic connections rather than relationships built on lies. By addressing her tendencies to create chaos and sabotage intimacy, Greta takes first steps toward breaking patterns established by her mother's suicide. Sometimes, the most important relationship is with ourselves. In learning to stand in truth rather than hide behind deception, we create the possibility for genuine connection.